What the Iranian, the new Iranian regime knows is they'll never have a nuclear weapon or the capability to get a path to one.
I don't trust the Iranians at all. The president doesn't trust them either. Either take control of Karg Island and take control of the distribution of oil, or destroy it and force an economic collapse.
Today you've made history and made all America really proud, incredibly proud. We have a lot of things to be proud of lately, but this is there's nothing like what you're doing, circling around the moon for the first time in more than a half a century, and breaking the all-time record for the farthest distance from planet Earth. Humans have really never seen anything quite like what you're doing in a manned spacecraft. It's really special.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio, it's Howie Carr.
To Whitey on the Moon.
People liked our moon segment, as a matter of fact. 904 says, Tom, that was a great segment about the moon. Welcome shift from politics. Thank you. That was all George Capalbo. He's a science and space guy. He's a fun guy. And he should come on with Howie, I think. All right. Before we do the Trump line, let's finally play this Jennifer Welch audio. She is this, she looks like a velociraptor. For the left, she's supposed to be this, like their Joe Rogan, big tough guy. But she personifies disgust, anger, vitriol, ugliness, really, of the Democratic Party. And here's Jennifer and her colleague, Angie Sullivan, what did she call him, Smugs or something, looking down on religion.
Okay, so let me tell you what I've had it with. Okay, I have had it with there being no holiday for non-religious people. So, for That's example... Fair. You know, we just had Easter weekend and Passover, and everybody's bleeding a lot of days out of this thing. I mean, there is a lot of bleeding out of days. The amount of emails I'm sending out, and it's a kickback email. We're closed for Passover. We're closed for Easter. They're bleeding out. I'm talking 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 days on this thing. It's holiday abuse. On top of the fact that we non-believers, secular people, atheists, agnostic, flying spaghetti monster, what have you, we don't get anything. Because I want the luxury of being able to say, oh, here's the deal. Sorry, I didn't get your email. I'm having an extended flying spaghetti monster celebration week. I want the luxury of piling on extra days of not working. And the Christians have it. The Muslims have it. Jewish faith has it. We don't get jack. We don't get anything here.
Okay. I'm trying to think, right? Flying spaghetti monster. That's what your religion is, right? It's the same thing. I want these fools or these suckers who believe in all this fantasy. I want one too. By the way, you don't get a holiday off if there's no holiday because you hold no belief system. This is the day for people who believe nothing to continue believing nothing. Like, it's not a special day for you whatsoever.
Isn't Juneteenth her high holy day?
Yes, as a matter of fact. As a matter of fact, it is, which is another thing. Yeah, you just take the communist days, okay? May Day is a communist day. And do we think that Jennifer Welch is busy at working December 25th every year?
Hey, by the way, you have a podcast. You can kind of take off whenever you sort of feel like it. Like, I mean, it's not a construction job.
Yes.
You don't have a shift.
Yes.
You know?
If you're a podcaster, you're mostly always off until the hour when you're on and you can swear and be disgusting. Incredible. But I'm glad she's out there because the left thinks she's awesome and hilarious. Oh, the Chump Line. The Chump Line is the voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show.
Do you take this man to be your lawfully...
Stop the wedding!
What?
Read the script, pal!
These wedding vows are brought to you by Mass Corruption Volume 1, The Cops. Available at HowieCarshow.com.
Okay, you can continue.
Oh, I hope that there's some truth to that. I hope so. I hope everything is billboarded. The cake is brought to you by... Oh, that is... the mailroom manager is a very good salesperson. I assume it must have been tough to refrain from those opportunities, those advertising opportunities. Let us hope so. Maybe there's a mole in there with some secret footage. We're not encouraging that, but if there were, that would be fantastic to see.
Artemis 2 is coming back to Earth at 24,000 miles an hour. Why are they letting the woman drive?
How dare you? Misogyny continues here in 2026. They're also letting, as George said, they're letting it bounce off the atmosphere so it can slow down a little bit. Spaceflight is so crude and so chaotic. It is, yeah. I don't know. Is the woman in this one driving the thing? Not that it matters. It's just, there's no difference. It's funny you say that, though. My daughter is 15, so she wants me to take her into a parking lot and let her drive around to learn to drive, and I am terrified. Terrified. She should be nowhere on any road ever with a license. And if you're in Essex County, starting next June, stay off the roads. That's all I have to say. Not that women are bad drivers. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Eagle Rivet Roofing. Eagle Rivet Roofing delivers the strength, precision, and craftsmanship you can rely on, serving all of New England and New York. Schedule a complimentary roof inspection today at EagleRivetRoofing.com.
I want to see a woke, progressive high school live up to their values and name their sports team the Snowflakes.
It's getting there. It is getting there. We have, like, near me, it's like the River Otters or something. They've even made, what is it? I don't even know what ours is. It's like the Panthers. They are so twisting themselves up to find names where nobody is offended. And that's hard to do because you get 12 progressives in a room. Somebody's got a bleeping problem with something that they're coming up with these weird names of animals that never existed around here. Which is good, because if they didn't exist around here, that means that we didn't genocide them, I guess. But it is pathetic, the changing of these names. This is such a stupid time.
When asked about the Diana Rossini and Mike Vrabel affair, the Patriots said Robert Kraft had no comment because he was at a massage parlor.
I don't know what that means whatsoever. I don't know. I mean, massages are legal, I believe. The whole massage part of the world, Vrabel is, you don't hug another woman. And Grace was saying earlier today that I could see that happening, hugging another woman or like holding hands and being in a hot tub together. And I'm glad that Grace and women are so open-minded about stuff. But if you're a guy and you see a picture of your wife hugging some other person, there are questions because men are men. Yeah, we cannot have this. That said, along the line of the message, I've only had one massage ever in my life. I was part of a wedding party and we all went to the North Shore and we got massages. Was there an etiquette there that I didn't say the word? There are legit massages that aren't happy endings. There are, right? I don't know.
Let's keep plastic bags and get rid of illegal aliens.
How dare you? They're your neighbors. Legal aliens are your neighbors. Plastic bags kill the turtles. Do you understand how that works? Yeah, we don't do that.
My neighbor, I'm glad we're together again.
Notice
how no one in the media has said the Iranians unexpectedly broke the ceasefire.
No, but it's the Iranians won. We're celebrating the Iranians won. Trump was bad. They lied to us from the beginning. Trump is Israel's dog, leashed dog, or whatever it is. This is Bibi's war of it. They're saying all the terrible things they can. They want everything to collapse. They want this not to work out. It's the newest thing. Once, if it does work out, and if there is peace in Persia, and there's a nice revolution and things go well, then they're right back to Epstein files. And if it's not that, it's ISIS killing people in the streets. Yada, yada, yada.
Now that Sleepy Joe is headed to Shady Glen, it's back to the 25th Amendment again. It was fine for plugs to be plied with drugs and have our government run by an auto pen.
Yeah. Man, they gave that a good ignoring, the entire Biden administration, Jake Tapper and all these people. And then they came back afterwards and said, I can't believe The Biden administration lied to us. He really wasn't healthy. Yeah, you could have asked any number of questions during those 4 years, including, like, where did all the dogs go? Remember, they had three German Shepherds, three in, three out in 3 years.
Iramir, why are people still talking about Michelle Wu and Maura Healey getting booze at Fenway Park? What's the big deal? The only way you get me to sit through one of those boring games is by giving me lots of booze.
I do miss him, and Ted Kennedy did come up at a time after 75 where there was those Red Sox games were rough to get through, but there was nothing better than seeing these hack politicians get booed because they're gross. And when Michelle Wu says, like, real Bostonians don't want to wage war against our immigrant community, the Somalis have built Boston. It's like, shut up, lady. There's nothing real Bostonian about you.
I may be mistaken, but I think Senator Van Hollen was born in Pakistan.
Is that true? Was he literally born in Pakistan? I don't know. I know that he seems to like foreign entities more than he likes American entities, especially if they're convicted of beating their wives. So actually, Pakistan, a nice misogynist place, would be very suitable for him.
He was born in Karachi.
Really?
Pakistan, yep. Eldest of three children of American parents.
Wow, they must have been...
His father was a Foreign Service officer.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That was your last Chump Line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
Today's Chump Line was brought to you by Eagle Rivet Roofing. Eagle Rivet Roofing delivers the strength, precision, and craftsmanship you can rely on. Serving all of New England and New York, schedule a complimentary roof inspection today at EagleRivetRoofing.com.
Do you take this man to be your lawfully...
Stop the wedding!
What?
Read the script, pal!
These wedding vows are brought to you by Mass Corruption Volume 1, The Cops. Available at HowieCarShow.com.
Okay, you can continue.
All right. When we get back, we will continue. Well, first we'll do the poll question because I'm wavering on this poll question because we're talking about whether or not there should be a ban on social media for kids. But there's a huge caveat, which makes me not really so much into the push. Either way, I've got questions either way, and nobody likes somebody who's on the fence. It's weak. Howie is never on the fence. But this one, I'm a little bit on the fence. I apologize. I apologize to Susie Q, who beat me about the head for my weakness. I will get better. I promise. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. My name is Tom Shattuck. This is Howie Carr Show.
Follow Howie on Instagram.
Yeah, hi. I'm a big influencer.
Howie Carr Radio Network.
Go ahead and check it out. Recipe in bio.
Howie Carr is back.
That is the number. 339 says, Shattuck, where do you get these clips? Good job. You know, I'll take all the credit. But it doesn't belong to me. It is a teamwork between me, Jared, Matt, Grace, all of us. This is, we're nerds like this. This is what we do all day, is look for interesting sound stuff. And I do have my wife. She is always on X2, even though she claims she is not, but she is. 978 says, the root word of holiday is holy. Oh, that's a great point for the Jennifer Welch thing. Damn it. Maybe we can go back and add me in, edit me in, and have it, making that point, cogent point. Let's see. Tom, okay. Great segment for the moon. Okay. Joe Biden once took a train to the moon. No joke.
Then we build a highway to the sky, to outer space.
How dare the media be the media? How dare they? You know, how dare they pretend that this guy was not gone as early as 2020, as a matter of fact. These people. All right. Yeah. Today's poll question is brought to you by Manzi Appraisers and Restoration in Woburn. Whether you need a professional appraisal for insurance, estate planning, or just curiosity's sake, the Manzi team does it right with integrity. Learn more at manzyappraisers.com. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at howiecarshow.com, is should there be a ban on social media for children under the age of 14?
No. I'm staying strong. No.
20% now say no. 80% say yes.
Here we go. Here we go. Is this true? Am I seeing breaking news about the texter is giving me this breaking news, so I don't know if it's true. About Vrabel? Is she sidelined? It would be very interesting to see. Man, these affairs are just not worth it. These alleged affairs are just not worth it. Guys, we can do better than that, and we should do better than that. And it just creates pain, although it's probably awesome what's happening, I assume. I don't know. I don't live Vrabel's life. You got to think that he was a patriot. He's been married for 20-something years. He was a world champion New England Patriot for like 11 years and the guy in his 20s. So if he made it through that without cheating, then, you know, you'd think that he could continue the streak going.
But yeah, according to the New York Post, this is 4 minutes ago, Diana Rossini sidelined by New York Times after internal investigation into bombshell Mike Vrabel photos.
Ooh, internal investigation.
Yeah.
Not bueno. It's people do stupid things all the time. They do. And the idea is that you should try to get better, and so by the time you're married, those set of stupid things are put away, but they're not. And some people never learn anything, which brings us to Candace Owens, as a matter of fact. We'll play. We're going to have to go in a couple minutes here, but I want to play as much as we can of this montage of Candace Owens. I just brought it to mind because Trump slammed her yesterday, and he really should. I used to really like her, but she is now just no bueno.
Instagram, you see she has millions of followers and you think, okay, this is an illiterate person.
Kind of read books. I'm just fascinated with learning real history because I think that truth is kind of, I mean, what actually has happened, the events of our world is obviously, as the expression goes, way stranger in fiction. To do it again posthumously, Charlie Kirk, the founder of TPUSA, will be posthumously honored a posthumous award. They've decided posthumously, cordially accepted those posthumous terms. SCIF, which stands for a sensitive, compartmented. You can't compartmentalize. And a CEO and a chairman has to compartmentalize.
The IDF even dropped NAPALM 12 and a half miles off the coast of the Sinai Peninsula. Is that correct when you arrive into the Sinai Peninsula?
Illiterate person. In Portland, Oregon, the Hamptons debacle came up. Hamptons, okay? Remember that whole debacle? We knew a kerfluffle happened. This dress kerfluffle causes this whole race kerfluffle. Ladies, you can honor Charlie. Stop telling us that it has to always be Miss McAber, like retired Green Beret. Allegedly a heart attack. Normal passion, not this like ChatGPT. At last I check, everybody uses the terminology Blitzkrieg. Everybody uses the term Blitzkrieg. So I called it Blitzkrieg week. You can't even say Blitz means lightning. Krieg means war. Even the NFL football team say Blitzkrieg. Like, God, like, no, he just liked the architecture. Smells in the bells. He loved the architecture. It was about the architecture. Like, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Coming up very shortly is the architecture of Police Blotter Facts Friday. Stay with us. It's the Howie Carr Show.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio, it's Howie Carr.
And before we get to Police Blotter Facts Friday, bad news for Eric Swalwell. Ex-staffer says Swalwell sexually assaulted her. Woman who worked for nearly 2 years for Swalwell, leading candidate for governor, said she had sexual encounters with him while he was her boss. He allegedly twice sexually assaulted her when she was too intoxicated to consent. The stories are no bueno. Bad news for Eric Swalwell. You hate to see it happen to such a fine, upstanding character as Swalwell.
I'm shocked. Shocked, I say.
Yeah, no kidding, right? All right, Jared. I'm ready.
All right.
Why do you still read the newspaper?
I like to keep up on local news, like the police blotter.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, the duly authorized organization swings into action.
A fax! A fax is coming through! Oh, yeah, a fax!
Here's the kind of adventure you've been waiting to hear. Hard-boiled action and mystery.
So stand by for trouble and suspense.
Stand by for adventure.
Yeah, Taylor and Howie Ross, so you're basically with the cardboard Ayatollahs of Police Blotter Facts Friday right now. It is that time. All week we ask you to send in any humorous or unusual stories you see in your local police blotter or that you find online, which is kind of increasingly how it's done these days. You can send those to policeblotter@howiecarshow.com. Stories involving animals, weird naked man escapades, etc. Get on to Police Blotter Facts Friday. And at this time each week, we go through and we pick out the winners that we think were the best or the funniest. And each winner, there's two. Each winner this week will get a copy of Paperboy by one Howard Lawrence Carr.
Here we go. Here we go. It's the only book Howie's written that I have not read as yet.
Excellent. So these are the runners-up. They do not win a prize. We're going to start out always with a fan favorite. We're in the Villages.
The Villages, okay. By the way, I have first-hand witness testimony that The Villages is the party scene that we're all told it was. That these places are absolutely rocking and rolling. People have thrown caution to the wind. They are making martinis and eye-openers early in the day. It is not restricted to pickleball, what they're doing. This is an absolute, I don't even know how to say it. It is Babylonia. Is Babylonia something that was full of sin? If it is, then that's what I mean.
Sodom and Gomorrah is probably, what I think, more what you're thinking.
I guess so, yeah.
The whole ancient world was probably full of it. But
before the ancient world of the villages.
Yes, exactly. All right, so this villager arrested on a drunk driving charge after his Cadillac drifted into the golf cart lane.
Oh,
a busy roadway.
That is a generational golf cart lane, but that is the generation of the Cadillac.
Oh, yes. Bruce Robert Wernett, 68, was driving a tan-colored Cadillac at about 8 p.m. on Friday in the Southern Trace in the village of Polo Ridge when he drifted into the golf cart lane several times, according to an arrest report from the Sumter County Sheriff's Office.
That is a tough one, and it's an easy car. The power steering on those cars are very luxurious vehicles. It's like driving a yacht, and so the drift is something that can be expected. Is there any indication did he blow a breathalyzer? Is that on here?
Well, he actually refused to participate in field sobriety exercises and refused to provide a breath sample at the traffic stop. Denied he'd had anything to drink. Arrested, charged on a DUI, and booked at the Sumter County Detention Center. Released after posting a $2,000 bond.
Oof! Ouch! But very possibly a former lawyer there as well, because there are those hardliners who will not take the test whatsoever, not cooperate whatsoever. But he hasn't, I'm not condoning drunk driving. We're against that totally. But that's being arrested and spending the night in a pokey, not a bad story to tell around the bingo.
Room. I mean, when you go to the bar and don't drink, you tell your not drinking buddies, hey, remember that time I didn't drink? All right. So and now we're actually going to stay in the Villages, Matt. All right. Villager lands in jail after angrily confronting his son over empty liquor bottle.
Oh.
The Florida of all Florida things. Villager was arrested after an angry confrontation with his son. Officer responded to a disturbance at 66-year-old Norman John Nelson's home in the village of St. Catherine, at 11:30 p.m., according to an arrest report from the Wildwood Police Department. Upon arrival, they saw Nelson's son outside the residence, who claimed he was mad at him for drinking Malibu due to having prior issues with alcohol. Nelson seized the empty plastic bottle, swung it at his son, leaving a red mark on the right side of his abdomen.
You gotta let him go. You gotta let him go. Deadbeat stole his dad's booze?
Yeah.
I don't know how available that is in Florida and around the villages. You don't know when the packies are open down there. No way. First of all, that needs to be reversed. That dad needs to be expunged. This needs to be broomed. The son needs to be arrested. Deadbeat, drinking the man's Malibu rum. And by the way, if you're going to be a guy who drinks, that's a very effeminate, weak drink to drink anyway. It's already embarrassing enough. And if that's your go-to, having it be empty because your thug son steals it? No, this shall not stand.
Living that thug island life. Although, I understand the Malibu, like, it's a little bit of a harder plastic than, like, say, your water bottle there. But leaving a red mark on the abdomen with a plastic bottle, that's...
How's an old guy do that?
The old man put a little something on it.
He was arrested on charges of battery, booked at the detention center, released after posting a $1,000 bond.
Shouldn't there be an etiquette as to how old you are when you stop stealing your parents' booze?
Yes. We need common sense parent booze stealing reform. Yeah. Immediately.
If you're in your anytime past 16, if you're 21 years old, you don't steal it from your parents. Go steal it from Walmart. What's that big thing they have down there? The
Publix?
Yeah. From Publix.
All right. This, not quite Mitt Romney, but kind of Mitt Romney. Two tourists are facing felony charges after deputies say they strapped a dead alligator to the roof of their vehicle and drove across Central Florida.
This is, RFK Jr. related?
According to authorities, Anthony Buell, 56, of New York, and March Chadwick, 57, of Tennessee, told deputies they picked up the animal after finding it as roadkill because they intended to have it taxidermied.
Yeah.
Do alligators alligate?
Okay, first of all, these two did not run out of booze. That's obvious. This is the kind of thing that seems like a really good idea, you know, 12, 18 beers in.
Yep.
And why is it a crime? They picked up roadkill. What's the problem?
So apparently, investigators said they knew it was illegal to take possession of an alligator. And they told the deputies they attempted to conceal the animal by covering it with a sheet. Which apparently did not work.
And also...
Why you mess it up?
Also, gentlemen, honesty is not always the best policy. Just say you didn't know. Have you ever eaten alligator?
I actually have. There's a farmer's market in Los Angeles that I went to when I lived out there. They had alligator.
What do you think of it?
Okay.
Yeah, I had it in Florida.
It's fine.
It tasted like exactly like something that lives where it lives and eats what it eats would taste like.
Yeah. It's just, it was just kind of there. Not a ton of flavor. It was fine.
Yeah. Would the idea that there are alligators present keep you from moving to a state like Florida?
No, I mean, I know they're kind of everywhere, but I think it's pretty easy to sort of avoid alligators. They kind of have their habitats.
Alligator bit my hand.
I don't know that it is. I have kids, and if I had a dog that I was really into, I'd be worried about the dog dying. A lot of times these things end up in people's pools.
Yeah.
I do not. I am not alligator. I am not for that. I think the entire Everglades should be nuked. Nobody hurt, just the alligators.
All right, we got one here. Deputies, two men kicked and strangled victims in a Waffle House fight. Waffle House, another popular entry on Police Blotter Facts Friday. A late night fight at Waffle House ended with two men arrested for kicking one victim in the head and strangling another. What time do you think this happened?
Oh, 4 p.m.?
Not exactly.
I would say late in the evening.
Shortly after 3 a.m., April 4th, Coweta deputies responded to the Waffle House. According to the incident report, Emmett Lamar White Jr. and Cordero Vanquez Langford, 37, made sexual comments towards an employee who was taking their orders. Yep. They reportedly started arguing when the employees asked them to leave. White struck one of the victims with a closed fist and repeatedly kicked the victim in the head. Victim was reportedly unable to see out of his right eye because of the swelling. Langford reportedly placed another victim in a chokehold. According to the deputy's report, they were unable to breathe. Another victim managed to separate everyone but was hit in the process.
Yeah, I have seen more on social media. I've seen more Waffle House fights than UFC fights.
Yeah.
And people don't behave. People, we're not bringing our best.
No.
When we're going to the Waffle House, which I do believe is delicious, by the way.
Waffle House is fantastic, yeah.
But don't ruin it by making it Thunderdome every time you go out there.
Right. The only thing that needs to be smothered at the Waffle House is the hash browns.
Here, here.
All right. To Oklahoma we go. Oklahoma woman charged after sending nude photos of estranged husband to others.
Beware of the neighbor.
Did not go in a direction I was hoping it would.
Tyler police arrested an Oklahoma woman after she sent nude photos of her estranged husband to her family and his current girlfriend, according to an arrest affidavit.
Showing off the boys.
It's a weird... That's a guy move, isn't it? Yeah. What do they call that when you use the extortion?
Porn.
Yeah.
Brooke McAlee Boys of Collinsville, Oklahoma, arrested and released from the Smith County Jail on a $10,000 bond for a charge of unlawful disclosure or promotion of intimate visual material.
That is rough. That is vicious revenge, too. That's why I don't even go shirtless in front of my wife. She's never seen me naked, and I would never, for many reasons, ever do that. Oh, photos. I would be a huge viral success, I can tell you that. But that is tough, man. Revenge.
Yeah, just don't have naked photos of yourself. It's really not that hard.
Well, once again, in the wee hours of the evening, some things seem like a good idea.
All right.
Ooh, it was ugly. It was so ugly.
All right. Here we go. Chick-fil-A workers fired for jiggling chests in TikTok that racked up more than 7 million views. Ha, 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 ha. Eight Chick-fil-A staffers say they've been fired for jiggling their chests for a TikTok video seen by more than 7 million people, including their bosses.
I will have a chicken breast. Hold the chicken.
Well, that's right. That's the point. It could be subliminal marketing for the company.
Yeah.
And I understand it's a company run by Christians, but there is something all American. It doesn't show that they're bad employees. There's a certain extent to the human anatomy that should be celebrated. And I don't think it's bringing awareness to breast cancer. Something. Just find something. Don't get fired, please, ladies.
Yeah, ironically, all eight were fired on a Sunday when Chick-fil-A's not even open.
Fat like a chicken.
It wasn't that serious, insisted one person on the clip, surprised at the harsh punishment. It's not the first video that I've posted that went viral. And actually, you can see this video. All these stories are at HowieCarShow.com. Police Blotter Facts Friday's posted there. You click on the Chick-fil-A story. You can see the video. Very, very guilty of being guilty. I don't know about how guilty they were.
You
know,
I'll have to
necessarily
verify.
Being fired.
I'll have to verify this during the break.
There's one with a mop that was okay.
A mop?
Yeah, she was holding a mop. Well, yeah, there was one that was. Oh, dude, now, yeah.
Changes everything. Now, see, these companies, these big chains, are getting so good at social media based promotion that if you're Hooters, you're picking all of these people up.
Well, that was one of the quotes was, "Hey, at least Hooters is hiring." So
here we go.
There we go. All right.
Aesthetic silicone breastuses.
All right. That's it for now. We'll get to the winners on the other side.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
Is this Ain't No Thing? No, Ain't No Thing.
Your thing.
It's your thing, right. Thank you for all week putting up with my many to mid-sized to fairly big size errors, Jared.
Well, thank you for being here.
You mean there weren't any errors, is what you meant to say. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for keeping the meters moving, sir. Very much appreciated.
All right. Police Blotter Facts Friday.
Police Blotter Facts Friday.
Facts Friday. For a while, they got rid of the facts, and then by popular demand, it came back.
It did come back. There actually is still a fax number, 857-284-8864. Don't know where the machine is, but the number is still active. So if you have a fax machine, if you're listening to us in 1998, you can send something in right now.
Texters are into this, by the way.
Excellent.
Tom, the girls should not have been fired because they were prescription jugs.
Matt, this is on the
Biden
page.
I like it.
Yeah.
508 says, the Waffle House needs a breathalyzer test before being allowed to enter.
Seriously.
Yeah, that is true. I was even in Philly. I was at a Waffle House for the Dem convention. Those Democrats party, and it got loud at the Waffle House.
I believe it.
919 says, if Howie hasn't been bitten by an alligator by now, do you have nothing to worry about, Tom? Go to Florida, enjoy the weather.
That's a good point.
Tom, the Cadillac crashed in DeVillages. Limerick guy.
Ha, 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 ha.
Nice one, Limerick guy.
Let's see. 919 says, well, Tom, you'll get to read it now. This is Howie's new book. You'll get to read it now, Tom. Howie left that paperback book for you in lieu of pay.
Wait, what? That was not agreed upon.
I'll take it.
All right, running down, so we're just going to get right to the winners here. Screaming naked man with shotgun arrested at Tesla service center in Berkeley. Naked man arrested in Berkeley after barging into a Tesla service center with a shotgun. According to the Berkeley PD, officers responded to several calls about a naked man with an object in his hand running down the street, smashing windows.
Be either naked or have a shotgun or screaming. Don't be all three things at once.
Yeah, I mean, you don't even have a coat to hide the shotgun in. So officers commanded the man to stop, but he continued charging at one of the officers when they got there. The officer took cover behind a barrier or a pillar. When the man got close, the officer behind the pillar tackled him.
Oh!
Several others helped restrain the man and put him in handcuffs.
Oh!
That man had the time of his life. The suspect, identified as 35-year-old Edward Teese, was arrested on suspicion of assault with a firearm, carrying a loaded firearm in public, and willfully discharging a firearm in a negligent manner.
You've ruined the Chick-fil-A imagery.
Won't nobody help a naked man.
All right, and our last winner here, I encourage you to watch this video also up at HowieCarShow.com. Wild video captures women brawling across coffin at funeral after learning they both dated the dead man.
Ooh. Oh.
Yes, two women made the heartbreaking discovery while both were mourning their lover's wake in Veracruz, Mexico.
And of course, the cheater gets away with the whole thing. He's 6 feet under. He's, yep. There's no nothing.
The women scream at each other, scramble over the coffin, and the cover actually moves as they fight over
it. The etiquette is to do it over the coffin, I found, at these things.
Absolutely.
Howie is back Monday. Been a great week. Thank you, Jared. Thank you, everybody.
Tom.
See you later.